Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, have you ascended yet? Are you ascending? What does that mean? Climbing a ladder? Maybe. Climbing stairs. What are we climbing? What are we ascending to? Or not? That word has been used a lot lately. And we want to learn more about it because maybe we are. Maybe we need to catch up to it even. So to help us do a better job of ascending is a woman who I've known in New York when she comes here for the expos. She's from New Zealand and travels around the world teaching and is an author and does great work all around. Astounds her audiences with the information she has and the light language she speaks and all kinds of wonderful things. So I've asked Judy Satori to be on Energy Stew, and that we caught her while she was in Dublin. So Judy, welcome to Energy Stew.
Thank you very much, Peter. And hello to everybody listening today. It's great to be speaking to you from the beautiful Emerald Isle.
Good. So you know a lot about this subject matter. You've been dealing with it a long time. And a lot of our audience has heard about it, some maybe not at all. But we're in a time of change. And it's more important than people realize, right?
It is. It's when I talk about ascension, I think the important thing to realize is that ascension isn't about going up, and it's not about going anywhere. It's just really about integrating energy change on many levels and activating more of our true human potential, which is within our human genetic code, the human genome, which hasn't been activated to really express all of its potency and all of its power until this very special time on Earth, which is at the beginning of a new 26,000 year great age. And this new age is an age of light. It's an age of illumination. Like Hopi Indians have described it as the age of illumination. So it's the age of actually illuminating, switching on, bringing the light into our physical human vessel, into our human bodies, and allowing that light that is truly part of our God-given nature to come forward in a more powerful way, which means switching on more of our human DNA potential. What scientists may call junk DNA is not really junk DNA. It's DNA that hasn't been activated to fully express as yet. And we're just really at the beginning of this cycle. 2019 is a year of preparation. I feel that the energy that is coming in from multidimensional sources, multigalactic sources of new creation is only really beginning to be activated now and will become much more powerful in 2020. And beyond, particularly up until 2033, when it will probably plateau out a little bit. But I feel that ascension is not really just about the next few years. Ascension is probably about the next few hundred, if not the next few thousand years. And so we, as human beings, we can't go from A to B completely in just a few years, but we're really being activated now with very powerful energy. And we see this happening because the solar flares that are coming to Earth are getting stronger. The energy that people are feeling coming into their energy circuits, the physical human body, is getting stronger. People are really being switched on to remember more of the innate truth of who they really are on a soul level. So ascension is really, in a nutshell, about human potential activation.
Right. And I know that because I met with an astronomer a couple years ago who showed me that our solar system and surrounding constellations have, in the galaxy, have drifted to a direct alignment with the center of the galaxy. Yes. And that is expressing all kinds. There's a black hole there, but it still radiates out all kinds of incredible energy, and we're in direct line with it. Our solar system is not only being hit with it, but the sun itself has its own powers that are being enhanced. And then those powers are then being expressed to our earth as well. And so we're in a time of energy change, and apparently NASA knows all about this. This is not just, astrological, this is astronomical. And so these are clearly physical things that are happening energetically that we're feeling. And I think it's disturbing to a lot of people because it's change. Our energies are different than they used to be. And a lot of it is chaos right now.
Yes, I totally agree. You see, I feel that we're birthing a whole new aspect of ourselves, and this is a birthing process that we're going through. And as every woman knows who's given birth, the third stage of birth, the time before the child arrives, is pretty challenging in labor. So we're going through the same sort of thing reflected in our human physical cells, within our consciousness, how we think and how we feel and how we operate in life, but also reflected out in world affairs. We see the same chaos going on. But chaos is sometimes necessary before it can give way to a new way of being. And that's, I feel, is what is happening here.
Right. Chaos means the breaking of old bonds.
It is. It's like breaking down of old paradigms and old ways of looking at life. And, you know, the energies that are coming in, as you quite rightly say, are coming from the galactic center, but they're not just coming from the galactic center now. I'm not speaking scientifically. I'm speaking metaphysically and energetically, because that's my training and my background. But as a channel, as a conduit for spirit, and I have done this now for 22 years, and I speak energy words of new creation that are coming now from a more expanded source energy center beyond this galaxy, coming from the heart center of 22 galaxies. Scientists might call these galaxies the local group, and they are, but they're actually 22 galaxies which are configured together in a multi-galactic diamond-shaped grouping in the cosmos. So the energy that used to come just from this galactic center of the Milky Way alone is now coming from beyond this galaxy. My spiritual guides say it's called beyond the beyond, beyond this galaxy to a place which is beyond this, which is coming from the heart of all, the infinite all, really, from the heart of a more expanded God creation energy matrix. And we could call it God, we could call it universal creation energy. It's actually both, one and the same. So this energy is coming from beyond the beyond. And because it is much more powerful, it's potentized really to the power of 22, it is affecting us more strongly. And so the energy coming in from the heart center of the 22 galaxies is hitting up against our galactic center, hitting up against our solar sun, and then coming to the earth. So it's streaming to the earth, and it is part of a divinely planned ascension cycle and ascension process, because it's designed to activate us as divine beings on earth within this galaxy, but also spark a process of ascension change, which is for the entire galaxy and for all of the galaxies that make up the 22. So we're certainly not alone here. And I mean, I think as people, we're being activated on many levels of consciousness and energy to remember more of who we are. So people are being really switched on to feel different and think differently and know that there's more to life in the big picture of life than we may have known previously.
Right, and that big picture, often when you look at, let's say, what people think of as universal progress,
yeah,
a lot of people think of entropy, that somehow things have to keep falling apart, you know, get old and then some new starts, but it's all about entropy. And yeah, yet I've talked to some amazing scientists, astrophysicists, people like you might know Jude Kovarvan, and what they talk about is that it's an intelligent universe that's purpose is refinement. And so if we think of this whole ascension as a refinement, that you refine best when you upset what's stuck.
You really do. And I totally agree with you that the old entropy cycles of human, like, breaking down and decay, is actually changing now to centrophy. And part of my work with spirit has been very much about regenerating the human body and bringing the energies through that will actually create a centrophy cycle, the complete opposite of entropy, and spark more vitality and energy for the human body. And I've really noticed this myself. And it's not something I've had to do. It's more just being with that energy and opening the heart, opening our energy fields, opening ourselves on multifaceted levels to receive these frequencies. And my work with spirit has been very much in the last few years about bringing through energy codes, energy words that will do this with people so that people feel better physically and they are activated to remember more of their soul's truth. But most importantly, because ascension starts with our physical body, we have to prepare the physical body to handle the energy that's now coming in. Otherwise, this new energy, this more upgraded, uplifted, expanded energy that's streaming to Earth can't really do what it's designed to do. So with your permission, Peter, I'd like to just bring this energy through so that people can feel the centrifuge, the opposite of the breaking down. They can feel the energy fields of their body opening and revitalizing and become more restored.
That'll be great. The thing I'm thinking about is really that because of all the chaos around us, we really do need these inner experiences. We need to really center ourselves and understand that, you know, this whirlwind around us is not it doesn't need to throw us off our balance.
It really doesn't. And I think when we get our own experience of the energy, then we feel the truth of what's actually occurring. Because me or anybody else, we can't just say it and expect people to believe. We have to actually allow people to experience the changes for themselves. And then I feel as people, we go into a state of greater surrender and a trust of this divinely orchestrated process that is actually happening on our planet. What we've all been praying for and waiting for actually has arrived. And I think because I've worked with this energy for such a long time now, I've become able to discern what's happening. And honestly, this energy that's now coming through, 2019 will get stronger in 2020, is very strong and is creating massive changes for us, everybody, really. So I'll do this now, if you're okay.
And yes, I know. I want you to do it, but I just kind of setting the stage here understand what you just said is, and coming back to being centered, and I'm realizing how our lives around the world have become so much more enlightened in terms of self-care, how yoga and meditation have become so valuable in the world. I think it's all part of this new way of holding this change, and that we have to really think of in our lives and lifestyles of taking really good care of ourselves, eating the most wholesome foods, and managing our bodies in the most wholesome ways. So you're now going to add to that with your mental life language.
It's just that I feel that it's important that people feel the shift and feel the change that's occurring out there in the world. And when we all feel this, then we can relax and say, oh, this is what it is. This is why I'm feeling as I do. This is why I maybe feel I don't want to do my work that I've always done for 20 years anymore. This is why I feel there's more to life, more to myself than I might have felt in the past. This is why my tastes in food are changing and I don't want to eat those foods anymore. This is why my relationships might be changing, because the people that I used to relate to, I don't relate to anymore because my vibration is shifting. So to help people gain an experience of this, that's why I want to transmit this energy, because it's coming from beyond this more expanded God creation energy source that I was touching on, because it is here and it is real. So let me just do this. And I do speak these rather strange words. These are it's just energy when I speak these words. There's no real translation to the words. It's just energy words of recoding and activation and helping people change to be the very best that they have the potential to be, really.
So when you're speaking this, people shouldn't be trying to understand it or even necessarily not even listen to it with their ears so much as with their bodies and their
ears. This, I mean, I do speak star languages, which can be translated, but what I'm going to do right now is energy, source energy, God energy, that which is coming through my body as a conduit, designed to activate and help people move more gracefully through this time that we're living on Earth. That's in a nutshell what it is. It's just graceful change to make it easier so that we feel the change that we are going through more easily. And we understand it better, of course, with our intellectual mind.
That's great.
But let's try. And then you can tell me what you feel and experience now.
Go ahead.
Okay. Shilaki salabala kazanitian. Ukalaki siti sabala kazatamadikodasa. Akalaba de kosota sala kazatipoda. Mishlakasi. Mishlakasi the salabala koda. Akalakatis the kadara tabadikodosa. Akalaki said the sabadikadasa. Ukulokasa the sabadiki. Akalakasa the labakoda sala kadadi. Akaliksi labadagrasa labadagrasa labadagrasa. Mishlakasi labadagulasa labadagasa labadagasa labadiki. A collectivity celebrigasia, a collectivogasia, a collect celebrity celebrity celebrity, a collect celebrity, a collaki celebrity, a labadagati celebrity, a collectical local 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 local. We are all God in the body. We all have this God code written within every one of the trillions of cells of our body. And of course, that is written within the DNA because there are two copies of our DNA, one from our mother and one from our father, in every one of the cells of our physical human body. And so what this energy is doing is it's almost like speaking to the cells and speaking to the DNA and saying, okay, it's time to relax now and trust the process. You don't have to be hooked into energy coding, trauma experience of all of these other lifetimes that you might have had on Earth. You can now just relax and go with the flow and know that in divine right time, the energies of God, of source, of new creation will affect you and open you in the most perfect way. And so it's about surrender, relax, and knowing that all is well on Earth. And so it is, actually. Even though it might not look like it out there in 3D land or 3D transition to 5D land as it is really out there.
That's another thing we can talk about. But it's interesting because while you were doing that, I kind of felt like as if there was a vacuum of space inside of my whole energy. And it was beautiful to see that. In other words, it was energy that was pure space.
So that's exactly right, because I'm doing it, I'm not on the receiving end. So it's really good to get that feedback, Peter, because that would exactly describe what's happening now. It's a bit like when we go into meditation, say Anapanasati meditation, which is following the breath, where we're getting out of our head and we're following the breath. We're just completely meditating and relaxing. This energy effect that we've just experienced is about, it's the same like a energy meditation where we're able to take an internal breath within the cells and allow for space to occur for the reception of the ascension energies that are now coming to the planet, streaming into the planet, getting stronger and stronger, particularly from 2020 to 2033. And they need to be assimilated properly into the cells of the body and into the DNA template. So what spirit we're actually doing then is actually helping us get out of our own way energetically at a cellular level to make space for the energies to do what they are meant to do, which is to transform and activate and take us through a really like a time tunnel into the new, where we are not affected by perceptions and energy experiences that we may have had in this life past, but also many, many past lives where we've been here on planet Earth, but also in other star systems and maybe in other galaxies as well. So we're being like prepared. It's like the ground is being prepared for the new energies to come in. And that's exactly what you just describing, really, like a space, a void, a place of void to be made within the cells on a cellular level to allow for the incoming energy to be able to do its work better.
Right.
That's how I describe it.
And I think also to feel joyous in the process is very important, because that's a frequency
it
that
is.
Really keeps us free and open.
Totally. The joy, you know, what I've been taught by Spirit for so many years is about how important the joy vibration is. And there's a really good meditation that you can easily do just by imagining a silver platinum pyramid, place it in the heart chakra. Just by intention, imagination, and then breathing in joy through the silver platinum pyramid in the heart chakra. And then just letting go, just breathing out very gently, and not letting go on the out breath into beauty and light.
Which way does the pyramid face?
It's just a sort of apex up like that. And it's very small. It's platinum silver.
Right.
Imagine that's there, and you breathe in.
But where is the base? Oh,
the base is here. Like right there where my head is.
And it's sitting on you,
yeah,
or facing into you.
It is, you can imagine it just like a two-dimensional pyramid, but it's really a three-dimensional pyramid or multi-dimensional pyramid. You could call it multi-dimensional, really. But if you just imagine it like you're slapping a picture of a two-dimensional pyramid right there, and it's quite small, and it's platinum silver.
So it makes just it easy to identify. Yeah,
right. It does. Like it's just know that it's there. And then breathe in joy. So you're breathing in joy through here. And you're letting go into beauty and light.
Right. So the idea is to picture joyfulness.
Absolutely. Picture joyfulness.
Yeah.
And joy is really transformative. It's an accelerated vibration of love. And Jesus Christ said, love is the key in the way. And it is. Love is the key in the way. Joy is a more accelerated vibration. Love is really the gateway to joy. The love vibration, and joy is love expressed. Joy is love radiating, really, out into the world. So when we radiate with that joy vibration, we start to be able to connect to the, like the miracle grids, the manifestation miracle grids. When we're vibrating at that vibration with our conscious mind speaking an intention, I say the words with the power of God that I am, I da 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 da. When we are doing that from the vibration of joy that we have deliberately created through this platinum silver pyramid that we've placed here, we can manifest so much more easily and quickly that which we wish to create. So it's very powerful, the joy vibration, really.
That's very powerful. Yeah, no, I'm glad we're talking about that. And keep on increasing. Thinking about what we love, because in this age now, we can think of so many things we're angry about and upset and fearful about. And those things need to be fixed. And it's very important that we go about refining our lives, or doing a better job, having a better world to live in.
Yeah.
That's very important. But at the same time, to understand the purpose of love behind it all.
Exactly. Because you see, love is a vibration that we can, as people, we can deliberately create it and spread it through our body. You know, I've got an ascension library that I think I might have talked to you about. And there's a program there that I made with Mary Magdalene, which is called the Aspects of Love, the transcripts of Mary Magdalene. And it's all about moving, deliberately creating the love vibration and instilling it in the cells of the body and moving beyond that love vibration into the joy vibration. And it's so easy if we just focus on creating the vibration of love, just like we did with joy. And what I do myself, and I teach other people to do, is I spend 11 minutes per day just doing that love to joy vibration and focusing on it. Because then if I can feel every cell of my body vibrating at that resonance of joy, and that is transforming my physical vessel, because the joy vibration is regenerating and it's really, really powerful. So it's both physically regenerating and helps us to go beyond healing, which is balance, into a more enhanced vitality. But at the same time, the joy vibration, when we deliberately spend time each day creating that vibration, we can go into the manifestation miracle grids and manifest and create what we want so much more easily, because it's all about retraining ourselves, because we've had all this karmic trauma from so many lifetimes. So all we really need to do is diminish the trauma, the karmic stuff, and raise the energy vibrations of love, peace, joy, oneness within us by deliberately creation of it.
That's and great. Then really focus on it. But
really focus, yes, really focus.
We're going to run out of time, though, so we're going to have to let everybody just pursue those interests. And Judy Satori, thank you so much for being on Energy Stew. Where's the contact information for you?
Okay, I have an Ascension Library, which is www.ascensionlibrary.org. And everything I've just been talking about with you, Peter, is in that library. And people can check it out free for 5 days. It's only $13 US per month anyway to be a library member. And there's dozens of programs in there that are designed to help people move more with more grace through this time of ascension and physical human change. You know, there's programs about use of the mind. There's programs about opening the heart. There's all this multi-galactic
stuff.
I've
seen it. I think it's great stuff there.
Yeah.
AscensionLibrary.org.
Great. So you can check it out free. You don't have to join. You can try it, see it, activate it, use it. And it's really my way of creating a inexpensive delivery system to make sure that all the energies that are coming through from 2020 to 2023 are easy to access, affordable, and they're ever changing. You see,
and there's a lot of light language there too.
Yeah, it's totally, it's all light language and it's all information. So the light language is about new creation for us, really.
Thanks so much. Thank you. This is so great talking with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Peter. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Bye.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.